Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the issue of marriage with a decision expected in June. But what are the roots of this argument? What are the roots of the issue that ultimately brings us to this point in history? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, the Supreme Court heard these arguments on the issue of marriage. It's a no-brainer. There is no constitutional right to same-sex marriage. And if the Supreme Court crosses that line, I believe they walk into the realm of illegitimacy, and we ought to treat that decision as lawless, just as lawless as Dred Scott was for Dred Scott not being given rights as a citizen because he was black, or Buck versus Bell, where Carrie Buck was forcibly sterilized because of the eugenics ideology. But this issue of deconstructing marriage and even gender has its roots in a man by the name of Alfred Kinsey, who wrote two books, 1948, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, and then in 1953, Sexual Behavior in the Human Female. That's at the root of this issue that's being argued right now in America and around the country.
Yeah, Matt, the very notion of so-called gay marriage, as you have pointed out before, is an artificial construct. It's a counterfeit. And what it is the aberrant byproduct of the sexual revolution. And Kinsey was the founding father of the sexual revolution. He is the messiah to the sexual anarchist left. And his fraudulent research, which has been wholly discredited, completely debunked and discredited, has been proven as not only fraud, but criminal in nature. Matt, he facilitated the molestation of hundreds, if not thousands, of children, some as young as 2 months old, sexual molestation, and said that they derived pleasure from the molestation, from being raped, and that it was beneficial to kids. This is the guy who really is the founding father of the notion of same-sex marriage, and the venerable Dr. Judith Reisman, a visiting professor of law at Liberty University School of Law, worked with Liberty Counsel to do an amicus brief that was submitted to the Supreme Court on this marriage issue.
Yeah, we just submitted a brief before the oral arguments on this issue, debunking this whole idea of this fraud, including fraud that has been actually perpetrated by courts that have actually relied upon Kinsey's flawed so-called data. Dr. Judith Reisman is a world-renowned expert on Kinsey, and she worked with us on the preparation of this brief. But there's a lot of information here, Matt, that I think would shock people. Kinsey said that as he did the reviews of women who were raped, he found no instance in which there was harm. Well, you know what? Kinsey didn't speak to the women who were raped. Who did he speak to? He spoke to the pimps. He spoke to the rapist. Well, obviously, they have a different perspective on rape than the victims who are raped. And that's the kind of absolute nonsense and fraud that he put within his writings. And so consequently, since he said that there was no harm that was evidenced from rape, what ultimately happened? Age of consent laws, penalties for committing violent rape were ultimately lowered and decreased, relying on Kinsey's fraudulent data.
Yeah, and unless people think we're just paraphrasing or making this up, he said that in his 1953 volume, Sexual Behavior in the Human Female. At page 122, he wrote, quote, among the 4,441 females reporting rape on whom we have data, there was only one clear-cut case of injury and very few instances of bleeding, which, however, did not appear to do any appreciable damage. He said multiple times publicly that rape didn't really hurt people, that it was the stigma associated with rape, and that the victims latched on to, and that somehow. So this is the guy who all of today's so-called sexual orientation science is built on that very research, that very data, that would say something as absurd as women aren't hurt by rape and that children benefit from being raped themselves.
Now, Table 34 is part of his book as well. You can find it online anywhere. If you Google or research or do an internet search for Kinsey and Table 34, you can see the Table 34. This is something that was in his book. And when you just look at it without any commentary, you realize this guy committed crimes against children, because what he did was he timed the length of time between one orgasm and another and how many that they could have over a period of 24 hours. And in this chart, he has, Matt, I believe, a two-year-old. Well, how does that happen to a two-year-old? Someone is doing it to the two-year-old. He described that child sex was harmless, that humans were sexual beings from birth. He described that the children going through this 24-hour ordeal suffered from, quote, excruciating pain, close quote, and would scream if movement was continued. Some would fight away from the adult partner and make violent attempts to avoid this situation. They, however, said they derived definite pleasure from this situation. This is Kinsey talking about little kids. As young as 2 years old, this is child abuse.
And Matt, it was that research that was used to soften the model penal code on sex crimes, on pedophilia, on rape. It was that his research has been cited hundreds of times in federal court, even in the United States Supreme Court. Again, this is demonstrably fraudulent research, statistical data that has been the books were cooked. And so you say, and Liberty Counsel says in the brief, for the past 67 years, scholars, lawyers, and judges have undertaken fundamental societal transformation by embracing Alfred Kinsey's statistically and scientifically fraudulent data derived from serial child rapists, sex offenders, prisoners, prostitutes, pedophiles, and pederasts. Now these same change agents, still covering up the fraudulent nature of the Kinsey data, want this court, that's the Supreme Court, to utilize it to demolish the cornerstone of society, and that is natural marriage. It's our entire sex education system, comprehensive system of sex education that is taught in public schools around the country is based in Kinseyan data, Kinseyan research.
Yeah, and this brief you can find this brief on Liberty Counsel's website. I encourage you to read it. It's lc.org. It is chock full of information. Well, regarding this issue, Kinsey said that there were about 30% of men who were homosexual. Well, today's estimates are more like 1% to 3%. What he did was he got his so-called data from men in prisons. Well, obviously there you're going to have a higher incident of it, but that's what he did. He had all this idea. His whole point in life was to destroy marriage and Judeo-Christian morality and the very idea that there is a God. And so how he wanted to go about doing it was to remove any kind of moral construct on the issue of human sexuality. He even required his staff members to engage in orgies among themselves, saying that if you didn't do that, then you're not scientific because you've got some moral opposition to certain kinds of sexual behavior, and therefore you can't be objective and scientific. This guy was a pervert, and people relied upon him, including even the United States Supreme Court.
Well, Matt, whereas Alfred Kinsey's so-called research and his books were fraudulent, so is the very notion of same-sex marriage, which is the natural, or I should say unnatural, outgrowth of that fraudulent research.
It is. I would encourage you to go to lc.org, read the brief, read the press release where we announced the filing of this brief right on the front page, or go into the Liberty Alert archives and download the brief. You can read it there, and it is a powerful brief. But also, you can order some of our resources on our online store, Sexual Sabotage and Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence by Dr. Judith Reisman. Those books are chock full of additional information. I encourage you to read both of those books. Both of those are available on Liberty Counsel's website, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, and Sexual Sabotage, both written by world-renowned expert on Kinsey, Dr. Judith Reisman. And she was the one who we worked with on this particular brief. She is requested around the world for her expertise in this issue. That, I believe, will really unveil what has been happening in this country and literally around the world. This connects the dots when you really research this issue, and it'll make you upset that this kind of fraud has been perpetrated on the American people and literally around the world. We need to understand this fraud. We need to understand where it's going, and we need to defend marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Stand with Liberty Counsel in your prayers and in your financial support. Go to lce.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.